All About Us. A mother, teacher, and an educational consultant, Nebras Hossan began writing A Slice of Cake as a response to the events that took place annually in schools, celebrating International Day. Nebras Hossan was nominated in the Aline Times as the Teacher Feature of the Year in 2007. She was described by her students as being fun and exciting, especially when she reads stories. Determined to share her enthusiasm for reading with young children, she began writing. She uses her skills and experiences to combine all the educational elements in an engaging way to young readers. Nebras shares these skills with teachers when she delivers workshops on reading. Growing up in London, then getting married in Manchester, and finally moving to the UAE, Nebras' circle of friends are multicultural and represent all the flavors of the world. She wanted to reflect this in her book, A Slice of Cake, which emphasizes the importance of sharing and being tolerant with one another, regardless of culture, color, or religion. Terry loves drawing, painting, and telling silly stories. He met Nebras in the United Arab Emirates, where they were both teaching, and it wasn't long before they were plotting a children's novel. They had fun deciding how the characters would look and how best to share this lovely story. Terry was delighted to be given the opportunity to be involved in such a super project that was all about sharing and cooperation no matter where we live, who we are, and what we believe. It is Snaz's birthday. He rushed to his mom to see if she had baked a cake. "Have you made my birthday cake?" Mom looked very sad and explained, "I have run out of flour and eggs." Snaz knew that you can't make a cake without flour and eggs. "Don't worry. Let's go to Earth and borrow some flour and eggs," said Mom. Snaz and Mom got into their spaceship and fastened their seatbelts. "Yippee!" yelled Snaz as the spaceship took off. Very soon they saw themselves hanging off the Statue of Liberty in the United States of America. "Oh dear. I never get my parking right," said Mom. "It's a good job I packed the parachutes," she reassured Snaz. Walking to the nearest house, they knocked on the door. As the door opened, a lovely smell rushed out and there stood a lady wearing an apron. "Oh, hi Dee," said the lady. "Can I help you? We have come to borrow some flour and eggs. I am going to bake my son a birthday cake," Mom explained. "Oh, I am very sorry. I have just used the last of the flour and eggs to bake a cake. You can have a slice of my cake," she offered. Mom and Snaz thanked her for the cake and headed back to the spaceship. "Don't worry, Snaz, we will go next door to Peru. I've heard it is a beautiful country. We will surely find flour and eggs there," said Mom. Soon they landed in a city called Machu Picchu. "Do you know it's built on a mountain?" Mom asked. Mom and Snaz walked down the mountain and knocked on one of the doors. As the door opened, a lovely smell rushed out and there stood a lady wearing an apron. "Hola," said the lady, "how can I help you?" Mom answered, "We have come to borrow some flour and eggs. I am going to bake my son a birthday cake." The Peruvian lady explained that she had just used the last of the flour and eggs to bake a cake. "You can have a slice of my cake," she offered. Mom and Snaz thanked her and headed back to the spaceship. "We will visit another country," said Mom. "Yippee!" screamed Snaz as the spaceship took off. Very soon, Mom and Snoz landed on a very big clock.
Where are we?
Asked Snoz. We have landed in England on Big Ben, explained Mom. It's good we still have our parachutes. They knocked on a door as they were walking. As the door opened, a lovely smell rushed out, and there stood a lady wearing an apron.
Hello, said the lady.
How can I help you?
Mom answered.
We have come to borrow some flour and eggs. I am going to bake my son a birthday cake. The British lady explained that she had just used the last of the flour and eggs to bake a cake.
You can have a slice of my cake,
she offered. Snoz and Mom thanked her for the cake and headed back to the spaceship.
Let's go to Africa, said Mom.
Mom and Snoz landed outside of the pyramids of Egypt.
Mom, what are those buildings?
Asked Snoz.
These are tombs for the Egyptian pharaohs, replied Mom.
Mom and Snoz walked down the road and knocked on one of the doors. As the door opened, a lovely smell rushed out and there stood a lady wearing an apron.
Alan, said the lady, how can I help you?
Mom answered, we have come to borrow some flour and eggs. I am going to bake my son a birthday cake. The Egyptian lady explained that she had just used the last of the flour and eggs to bake a cake.
You can have a slice of my cake, she offered.
Snoz and Mom thanked her for the cake and headed back to the spaceship.
Let's go to the UAE, to a city called Dubai, which has a rich collection of buildings.
Said Mom, they saw a beautiful building called the Burj Al Arab. That is built to look like the sail of a dhow.
Mom and Snoz walked down the road and knocked on one of the doors.
As the door opened, a lovely smell rushed out and there stood a lady wearing an apron.
Marhaba, said the lady, how can I help you?
Mom answered, we have come to borrow some flour and eggs. I am going to bake my son a birthday cake. The Emirati lady explained that she had just used the last of the flour and eggs to bake a cake.
You can have a slice of my cake, she offered.
Snoz and Mom thanked her for the cake and headed back to the spaceship.
Where are we headed now, Mom?
Asked Snoz.
To China, said Mom.
The spaceship landed on a very long wall.
This is the Great Wall of China,
explained Mom. Walking along the wall, they found a lady with a basket.
Ni hao, said the lady, how can I help you?
Mom answered, we have come to borrow some flour and eggs. I am going to bake my son a birthday cake. The Chinese lady explained that she had just used the last of the flour and eggs to bake a cake.
You can have a slice of my cake, she offered.
Snoz and Mom thanked her for the cake and headed back to the spaceship. Not long after, Mom and Snoz found themselves in a sea entry full of color and the lovely smell of spices.
Where are we?
Asked Snoz.
We are outside the Taj Mahal in India, replied Mom.
Leaving the Taj Mahal, they found a house with children playing outside.
They knocked the door.
As the door opened, a lovely smell rushed out and there stood a lady wearing an apron.
Shoved in, said the lady, how may I help you?
We have come to borrow some flour and eggs.
I am going to bake my son a birthday cake.
Mom answered.
You can have a slice of my cake, she offered.
The Indian lady explained that she had just used the last of the flour and eggs to bake a cake.
Mom and Snoz thanked her for the cake and headed back to the spaceship.
Let's try and visit the last country on our trip, Australia, said Mum. The spaceship landed on Ayers Rock, which is the world's largest rock. Walking down the road, they came upon an Aboriginal woman.
Kaya, said the lady, how can I help you?
We have come to borrow some flour and eggs. I am going to bake my son a birthday cake. Mum answered. The Aboriginal woman explained that she had just used the last of the flour and eggs to bake a cake.
You can have a piece of my cake, she offered.
Snaz and Mum thanked her and headed back to the spaceship. They returned to the spaceship to put the eighth piece of cake with the rest.
Snaz screamed with joy, look, Mum, I have a full cake now.
Snaz and Mum took the cake and flew back home to celebrate Snaz's eighth birthday. CloudLink Academy, China, Xian, Jerry Deng.